December 21st, 2009. 2009, almost over. Here's Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, Chloe, Mattia, and Yahalom in studio. The weather picture, along with intermittent sunshine, rain continues today, tonight, and tomorrow as thunderstorms with northeasterly winds 21 to 25 kilometers per hour, temperatures 24 to 26 degrees Celsius. Here is an excerpt of an interview with Uma of Upasana about Khadi, one of her many projects, this one called Kapas, which is Sanskrit for cotton. I hear you're involved in a project for Khadi, and Khadi is the beautiful cotton cloth that I love so much, the feel of it, the color of it. What is this project?
Khadi project, what Upasana is involved, is running in Tamil Nadu. We operate the project from being in Oroville in Pondicherry. It is to work with the organic cotton farmers in Tamil Nadu whose position is not very good. Though they belong to industry, which is the fastest booming industry of fashion, but the farmers and cotton farmers' condition is rather bad. So doing a project like organic cotton and doing a project like Khadi and being so close to the farmers and looking at their life and trying to do my bit, I feel like it's an honor for us, for me, for Upasana and for Oroville as a community to contribute to society in such a precious manner. So I think in 2010 we would be ready to have a big launch. We'd call itself Kapas, and Kapas is a Sanskrit word which means cotton, and we are saying Kapas, the organic cotton project.
Oravilian Sri Ram Jaiswal, father of Himal and Giri, left his body at 75 years of age. Sri Ram worked at Matra Mandir. He wrote articles on the daily life of India and taught at Oroville Language Lab. In his memory, here's an excerpt of one of his stories entitled The Freedom to Choose. During a dry summer, a magnificent bird collapsed, unable to move, exhausted from searching for water. A kind-hearted rich man, seeing the helpless bird, took it home and placed the bird into a gilded cage, beautiful in every detail. He gave the bird water and food, thinking he had liberated the bird from its suffering. The cage now hung in his flower garden, where the man expected to hear the bird's sweet song, but the bird would not sing. The bird circled restlessly, thrusting its beak through the bars of the cage, seeking escape. The man's heart melted. How can my love for this bird have any meaning if I cannot grant it freedom? He wondered about that. And so he opened the door, saying, Now you are free to rejoice in flight. The bird hopped out, hovered around in circles as if saying goodbye, and then flew off into the distant horizon. For a while, the man gazed upward. Then he removed the door of the cage and hung it high in a mango tree. Finally, he forgot about the bird. But one spring morning, as he walked into his garden, a melodious sound rang out, and looking up into the mango tree, he saw the bird going in and out of the cage as he sang. And eventually, the bird chose to nest with his mate in the safety of the same cage which had once been his prison. And this from Maya Angelou. When you are gone, nobody's going to remember what you did or what you said, but everybody will remember how you made them feel. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oravilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Really nice, this news.
Isn't it nice?
The history. Very funny.
And this man who passed into the light.